Good evening and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of January 2023. Hope you are incredibly well and I hope you are keeping warm. This second cold snap really hit us here quite hard down on the south coast, which is very, very rare. Slightly not garden related, but weather related. We had a problem where one of our main dual carriages ways was closed because, well, actually, I'm going to relate this to gardening in some ways, or nature anyway. There's some roadworks going on there at the moment where they're changing the road around. And what they've done is taken down a load of trees from the banks, and all that water that come down from the hills has gone onto the road and frozen, making it a skating rink. And, of course, they've had to close this, the main dual carriageway, had to close that in order to make sure nobody had an accident. So, kind of bit of a bleeding obvious in the nicest possible way. It's what happens when you take trees and nature away. It comes back to bite us. So, yeah, it is pretty, pretty cold. And I have actually sown some asparagus today, which I'll get into in a moment, but I'll be honest, all our plants, I'm so worried about many of our plants. Things like our rhubarb are just starting to spring into life, which is worrying me with a frost because it might actually damage the rhubarb. I'm sure it'll bounce back. Rhubarb is incredibly hardy. Now, talking of rhubarb, on Monday, I'm actually going to be talking about how to look after rhubarb and how to force rhubarb. This is something that many people will do where they've got some rhubarb that's quite old or certainly not going to be using it this year. I've got so many rhubarb crowns, I think this year is the year I'm going to be doing it. And rhubarb forcing is pretty easy. You put a big old bin over your rhubarb and it forces the rhubarb to produce some sort of long pink, really quite sweet stems. Like I said, we talked about this more on Monday. And I'm looking forward to doing this. 6 to 8 weeks, I think you get these nice lot of long, thin stems, which will then go on to produce some really, really tasty rhubarb. Obviously, after that, you've got to let the rhubarb recover. It's going to be very hard work for that rhubarb. So it is only going to be a 1 year thing. And then a couple of years for it to recover and we can try again. Now, on that note, I do want to discuss with you guys about growing asparagus from seed. Now, that is a part of this month's gift pack. So these asparagus seeds. Now, it is a little unusual, granted, to grow asparagus from seed. Most people will buy a crown from a garden centre, either a dormant crown or in a plot, and then plant that. I have grown asparagus from seed. It does take a while for it to grow, but asparagus usually takes 2 to 3 years before it's ready for harvesting anyway. So by growing it from seed, we're able to make it a bit cheaper. So what I've done, I've just soaked the seeds overnight last night, and then I've taken my garden pot, filled it up with compost. I've used my seed sowing compost, and then I've placed 3 seeds in each pot. What we'll do, we'll wait for those to germinate. Germination will be quicker indoors, so I've kept mine indoors. And it will be slow, 2 to 3 weeks I'm looking at. But once they are germinated, we will let the strongest seedling grow and remove the weakest. That way, the strongest plant then can hopefully survive in that pot and stay in that pot. We haven't got to keep transplanting it. And as it grows, we'll pot up into bigger and bigger pots. Once that I feel the plants are large enough, now this might take until next year, to be honest, but once I feel the plant is large enough and tough enough, we can then plant it outside. Now, because this is going to be in a pot, we're not going to have to worry about creating a ridge to plant our asparagus. Instead, we can just take that pot and plant it straight in the ground. But because asparagus is in the ground for a good 20 years, what we want to do is just make sure the asparagus bed is really weed-free and prepared in advance. So what I like to do, clear all the weeds, add plenty of well-rotted compost or manure, and also a good mulch of seaweed. Asparagus in its origins is a coastal plant, so it does quite like a bit of salt in its ground, so which is good for keeping weeds off. So seaweed is actually a really good one. Of course, if you can't get hold of seaweed, don't worry, it's not essential. You could add a bit of salt to the ground, not a huge amount, but enough just to stop anywhere. Well, help the asparagus, shall we say. I find it stops weeds as well, but it does do quite well. It does like free draining soil, which makes sense if you think it's a coastal from the beach. Although the coastal might be damp at high tide, it is quite free draining, sandy soil. Allow it to establish. Like I say, it can take 3 years before you can first harvest the asparagus to give it a good chance to establish before you start cutting off the asparagus spurs. We've got a very short asparagus season here in the UK, only about sort of 8 weeks, depending on the varieties. So you want to harvest them as soon as they are sort of 6 inches tall. And after end of May, mid-June, we don't really harvest any more asparagus. We just leave it for the plants to grow these big ferns so that they can then try and put plenty of energy down into the roots to get through the next year. Again, plenty of compost, plenty of manure to help it. Chicken manure pellets go well as well to try and help it out. So very easy to grow asparagus. And as a perennial plant, it will be in the ground for a good long time. So just get it right. Now, this weekend, it's looking like it's going to be decent weather this weekend. So, and I'm not on call this weekend either, which means I can be looking at doing quite a few jobs in our garden. This is my usual sort of thing. I share with you what I'm planning on doing on the hope that it might inspire you with a few tasks that you might do at the weekend. That being said, slightly off topic again, I know that not everybody listening to this is works during the week or is the weekends are their time off. It still applies. I've got to keep it relevant. Anyway, so this weekend, what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to head down to the allotment and I am going to be putting my apple tree, which is leaning over quite substantially, I'm going to dig that up and put it upright with some supports. While I'm at it, I'm probably going to have to prune it at the same time. Then while I'm there, I'm also going to be trying to prune my autumn raspberries that are down on the allotment. They will just get cut down to the ground and a very good weeding. That's probably all I'm going to do at the weekend on the allotment. Here at home, I'm going to be digging out where's the ground going to be frozen? Going to be digging out, or trying to dig out some of the privet bushes in the front of our garden, and trying to sort out my pots to work out what I want to go in the front garden. The front garden I've spoken about is becoming a new almost vegetable or fruit garden, actually, more than anything. Everything in the front garden is probably going to be in pots because of the size of our front garden and the fact that we have to consider that we have several vehicles parked on our drive. So that's going to be plans for the weekend, to really start getting into our front garden and making it into a vegetable producing garden. So yeah, that's my plans for this weekend. Other things we could do: pruning our fruit trees and bushes, of course. Let me just quickly look through our note. Mulching, preparing seed beds. I think that is... potatoes. Have you got any seed potatoes yet? You might want to start chitting those. I'm going to be talking about that in a couple of weeks' time as well. Plenty of things that we can be doing, actually. Plenty of things if the weather is good, and it looks like the weather is going to be... It may be cold, but I think we're going to be able to get outside this weekend. Well, I guess I'm going to call this one a night. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again on Sunday. We've got a live show going out on Sunday as well, where I'm asking the audience about what clothes they wear when they are gardening, especially in the winter or in the summer. The mission I set for those that are interested for the Sunday night, for the Sunday show, in a live stream that is, what did I set the mission? Oh, to see how many pairs of left-handed gloves and right-handed gloves you actually have. Sounds a bit of a weird one, but all will come clear on Sunday's live stream. Bye, guys. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.